The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you come to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the gospel of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. My eyes are dim. I cannot see. I have not brought my specs with me. No, I haven't quite got there yet, though today is rather special in that it's the 48th anniversary of my priesting by Bishop Graham Leonard in 1971 in Wembley. And if you are... wait for the 50th. David is about to break the barrier. And if you are a researcher, you might even find an ancient recording of that ordination in the television archives. We were even media savvy then. So here we are again, celebrating St. Michael and all angels, all the messengers of God. We're celebrating the personal processes by which God gets through to us. I cannot go into the depths of psychology or into the way the mind works, but like our predecessors in faith, we enjoy an illustrated story which tells us a meaning, which focuses us and shows truths about us. And this is exactly what our two Bible readings are doing today, leading us into truths about our humanity, illustrated by means of angels, God's messengers. And this is the traditional biblical way of illustrating, producing a picture of how God communicates with us, how he gets through to us. It's not scientific, as we might describe it, but it is an experience, however we describe it. It's illustrative of our links to God, who is beyond our imagining and powers of description. So often our ideas of God are far too small. The presence of an enlightening angel may give us a glimpse into the glory and majesty of God, as it does in our biblical stories. But it is only a glimpse. In our first reading from Genesis, we hear of the nearness and frequency of God's messengers as Jacob dreams and realizes that dream in everyday living. He describes, in his own words, the presence and awesomeness of God, something we don't have the descriptive vocabulary for. He describes it as only he can, using his own thought forms and vocabulary. However, it's only after the experience that he realizes the presence of God. The Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. His imagination provides a description through the staircases on the roofs of the Mesopotamian temples, the ziggurats, the ladder. They were seen as a way of linking heaven and earth, giving humans an imaginative route and links to a heavenly dimension, a way of communicating with God in prayer. At the end of his experience, he is afraid as he realizes that this is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Encountering God almost always involves a sense of awesomeness and fear. As we remember Moses and the burning bush, Isaiah and his vision in the temple, Mary and the Annunciation, and Paul on the Damascus Road, there is a sense of fear. All this is true of the saints down the ages who have reflected the presence of God in their own ways and in their own days. It may also be true of us. It is only afterwards that we realize the presence of God, and often then there is a sense of holy fear as we confront the mystery of God's presence and possibly raise the question, yes, was he really there? And we realize, yes, we have glimpsed at God at work. But let's return to Nathanael and our gospel reading. Nathanael witnesses to the presence of God when he meets Jesus. He comes to see Jesus really is from God. But this insight is only just a beginning. Jesus promises him greater things than that. In fact, he promises, you will see greater things than these. He will see heaven opened and the whole mechanisms of God's involvement in the world through Jesus, the Son of Man. Here is the heavenly Word of God made flesh, linking heaven and earth. He, Jesus, is the access, the ladder, the ziggurat to heaven. And Jesus promises that his disciple, Nathanael, and we who follow them will be able to see, a word which is very important in John's Gospel. He will be able to see greater things than these. In other words, he is promised a glimpse of heavenly life where all is ordered creatively in God's way and is full of rich hope and blessing. But look again, and you see that Nathanael is awed, maybe slightly afraid at this encounter with Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. But let me come back to my beginning. My eyes are dim, I cannot see. Yes, my eyes may be dim, but with the eye of faith, I can acknowledge and confess the reality of God in daily living. The power of the Spirit of Jesus stirring us into action, not just in prayer, so that in the end the message gets through to us and we can reflect more completely something of the humanity and divinity of Jesus in our daily lives. Our job is to look out for God's messages and his messengers, breaking through our often self-centered words and point us to the beyond, just as Nathanael was directed by Jesus. God still gives us insights into our own lives and into the lives of others. Most of us know that we're not very good at reflecting the love of God. Yet alone, being an open door between heaven and earth, as we claim to be. But my message to you is this, for Michaelmas. Look out for God's messengers in your life. Be an angel yourself, a messenger, and reflect some of God's love into the lives of others. Be other person-centered rather than self-centered, which is lonely and miserable. This morning, we meet with the Lord in word and sacrament, encountering a small glimpse into the reality of God. Go out from here as messengers, angels of the gospel, and recognize the good work that God is doing in the world through all his messengers, through St. Michael and all angels, as we join with them in the worship of heaven and earth, and sing our holy, holy, holy. Be an angel. Go and look out for God's messages and his messengers. To God be the glory, with all the saints and angels, now and forever. Amen.